at baxterhealth.org.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We welcome you into the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yelville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside at Bomber Gymnasium here on this senior night. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. Right now at the break, Mountain Home's boy is up on Alma 25-19. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls coach Dell Leonard. And Dell, great. You and I were just talking during the break. You couldn't have scripted senior night any better. 59-25, but great way to send out Parker Husky, Ashlyn Estes, and Ava Fossus tonight.
No doubt about it. We've had some really memorable, just special senior nights here, and that one ranks up there with the best.
Yeah, you know, and to see Ava, I tell you what, you know, I know how much work she puts on behind the scenes that neither one sees. Her come out in the fourth quarter to score 8 points like that, it was just great.
It was awesome. And, you know, Ava's here every morning early working on her own. And, you know, what she does is she has really pushed her sister, Livy, and Anna, who, you know, have been ahead of her in the depth chart all year. But she's never, ever been bitter about that, and yeah. All she's done is work really hard to make them better, and during that process, she's also gotten better. So, super proud for her. You know, you talk about Ashlyn's journey with the surgery.
Yeah.
And, you know, had the surgery so that hopefully it would help her in basketball, and then inevitably it took her out of basketball. But for her to be able to come in tonight and also hit that three was huge. And, you know, Parker has given so much to this program, and obviously having Mitch with us on the bench this year, and that was a real special moment for her coming off, and her and her dad getting to share that moment. And it's real special, and it meant a lot to me that it meant a lot to their teammates to try to send to have a senior night like this. And it was a really cool night.
It was. And, and then on top of that, it's, to have this momentum is a great way to go into the state tournament, because you're going to face a lot of tough competition, I believe, starting with Benton.
Yeah, Benton and out of the South. They're the number two team out of the South. And Coach Chumley does a great job. They're a really aggressive man-to-man team. They're big this year. They're talented. There's no such thing as an easy game in the state tournament.
Not at all.
And, you know, you got to put it all together, and when we're clicking on all cylinders, I like us. You know, I like our chances against anybody. Obviously, you got Greenwood, who's playing really well right now, and then you have a little group or a bunch of about five teams that are right there that people talk about, and I think we're in that group. But, heck, you know, you can talk about layers all you want, but you got to play, and it doesn't matter what your seed is. You got to go out and you got to play, and you got to get things done, and we'll work really hard, and the kids will work hard, and we hope to go down there and spend 3 days down there at Searcy.
Well, again, congratulations on tonight, Dylan. Good luck on Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Really appreciate you and KTLO and everything you've done for our kids.
You bet. That was Mount Tom Girls Coach Dale Leonard. We're going to take another break, come back, and look at some of our numbers at halftime. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 25-19 at the break. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, formerly Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes both trained athletes or weekend warriors do suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you on the road to recovery and back to playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mount Holmes boys up on Alma 25-19. I tell you what, Brad Coleman, you look at the way the first quarter went. You thought, oh boy, not again. But then, just something lit a fire under Mountain Home. Tide quickly turned.
Yeah, something happened. You know, they just and this is a streaky team. This is not a team. I really can't think of a game where they just got blown out, where they're just like that Van Buren game. I think at Van Buren was one I can think of. But other than that, we've been in every game, and we fought hard. And then we started seeing shots go down, and this team can get streaky. And when they do, watch out. But defense leads the offense, and just a really, really good second quarter there for the Bombers.
Right now, Mount Holmes' leading scorer is Rhett Gilbert with 11 points all in the second quarter.
All in a row, right?
Yeah, all in a row. 8 on the night for Ryder McClain, 2 each for Braden Dewey, Blaine Tate, and Braxton Carson. Alma so far being led by Easton Boggs with 5. 4 on the night for Eddie Tate, 3 for Carmani Smith, 2 each for Israel Towns Robinson, Chris Salazar, and Tyree McGill, and 1 for Miles Kendrick. This game's had 1 tie and 1 lead change. Well, some of the numbers you got there, Brad.
I mean, it's pretty close here. Mount Home has 11 rebounds. Alma has 12. Both teams with 4 turnovers each. Mount Home had all theirs in the first quarter. Alma had all theirs in the second quarter. So this is something to watch here. That turnover may lead to the swings in the game.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 25-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone